FRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC broadcasts from traditional Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabe territory. It is Wednesday, January 16th, and it is 6 p.m.
It's January 15th.
January 15th. I just checked like five times that it was the 15th. I was thinking 6 p.m. in my head and said 16th. So it's Wednesday, January 15th at 6 p.m.
There we go.
I'm your host, Abby Boatwright.
And I'm your host, Skylar James.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit, the weekly show where we pick a different topic for the show for the hour, depending on what time of year it is or what the weather is like or what we're looking to explore on this particular week.
Woo woo! Let's go.
Yeah, so what are we exploring this week, Skylar?
I think you should be the one to explain it because you made the playlist.
Yes, I did. So we have an Abby playlist.
It's an Abby playlist tonight.
I was playing around with some things yesterday and listening to some new songs under the rock genre on streaming. And I said, Skylar, what if we did sort of a rock ballad, a power ballad show? And Skylar said, you want to do it tomorrow? So here we are.
It was like, what time of night was it? It was like 7 p.m. And I was like, you want to do it tomorrow?
And I said, okay, here we go.
Sure.
So I think it's an okay time of year for this. I mean, I was listening to it anyway on its own naturally. And then I said, we could do a show about this. So the reason I wanted to do a show about it, I was just talking to Skylar about it, is I think similar to our college rock show, I kind of structured it in the same way. It's a very particular, almost niche subgenre that no one can really say exactly what it is or isn't. Mm-hmm. The idea of a rock power ballad, so not just a power ballad thinking like Celine Dion sort of big vocals, but like the rock power ballad, Meatloaf, etc., like burst onto the scene in the 80s, and that's where this subgenre came from. But then tonight we're going to definitely highlight some 80s, what I consider classic power ballads as someone who was born in 2003, and then go through as to like what kind of happened in the 90s and so forth. And then we're going to end with some newer tracks that are maybe carrying on the genre, or maybe you disagree, but that's part of the fun.
And don't think, so Abby just said, as someone who was born in 2003, and don't be like, oh, underqualified radio host. Listen, Abby knows what they're talking about with this, which is why this is my show to just sit back and relax.
Well, and we're switching things up a bit. We typically do the opposite roles to run the program, and we're doing the opposite of what we typically do today.
Yeah, so if anything sounds bad or is less smooth,
it's all my fault.
It's because this is Abby's first time like running the show.
Started right off with January 16th.
Yeah, you did actually. So strike one. We'll see how far we get. And that was my
that
bad,
was
actually.
That was bad, that notification
that
sound.
That notification was my bad. What a show. What a rock ballad show. I don't know. Should we get going?
I think we should get going. So we're going to start with Sister Christian by Night Ranger.
Ooh, fun.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you're looking for, you know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
The motor
Christian, know the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. But you're motoring, yeah, just a little more time is all we're asking for. 'Cause just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down. Nobody wants to show you how. So if you're lost and on your own, you can never surrender. And if your path won't lead you home, you can never surrender. And when the night is cold and dark, you can't see, you can't cause no one can take away your right to fight and to never surrender. Conquered some, and nobody wants to know you now, and nobody wants to show you how. So if you're lost and on your own, you can never surrender. And if you're you can never surrender.
Corey Hart, Never Surrender.
You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Cheese Factory song.
I thought about that when I added it. Whenever there's a like 80s sort of synth vibe with a saxophone solo, Skylar just says, no, no, no.
What show was it? Was it the New Wave show where I was like, all of these songs sound like an office building lobby to me?
Yeah, I sent Skylar this.
That's an office building
what
lobby.
What I thought was sort of bizarre jazz album from the 80s that came on when I played like a jazz station. And I sent it to Skylar. I was like, this is cool. And Skylar was like, no.
it's not that I don't think it's good. I think it's good music. I mean, you can like what you like. I can't get into it because I think it's too funny.
Yeah, it's the association that's happened.
Yeah. But there is a time and place.
Yeah.
So I let you have your music.
What do you think? Well, I was just going to say, what do you think of those two?
Oh, I mean, Sister Christian's a great song.
For anybody who has seen Boogie Nights, I always think of Boogie Nights when I hear Sister Christian.
And again, you're making references that I don't know what they are.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Fun fact about Skylar is I've never seen a movie before in my life. So that's that. Well, I don't know.
Well, we are in the 80s, so let's
I like these next two
continue
songs.
Continue on. Just, you've never seen a movie. That's your problem. Anyway, continuing on in the 80s, we are going to move on now. If you can tell by the intro.
I love this. This is one of my favorites from the...
From Cutting Crew, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight.
Must have been something you said. I just died in your arms
gonna tell you tonight. But the secret is still my own, and my love for you is still unknown.
Listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, what do you think of that one, Skylar?
I love that song. Yeah, I love that song.
I do too. I really like that one.
I looked at the playlist because I was like unsure of what you like particularly meant with rock ballad, because you can go a lot of different ways.
Well, that's
with rock
the whole
ballads.
Point is like these are some things that could be considered, but
rock ballads to me is like Bang the Doldrums by Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
But then I was like, it's a little too fast for your playlist, but no. And then I saw Alone by Heart and I immediately got the vibe. And that song is featured in Our Flag Means Death.
Yes.
One of our favorite TV shows.
Which is why Skylar highlighted it on the Instagram post.
Okay, and what's so wrong with that?
No, I think
it
that's
was between
great. I knew
that song and
why.
The Meatloaf song.
Well,
though.
And so talking about Meatloaf, so we've had four 80s pieces there. I think those are some pretty iconic 80s rock ballads when we're thinking about the genre or
genre.
What we consider the genre. And we had some CanCon in there with Corey Hart. So now we're going to enter the 90s.
Whoa!
With these next two.
I can't believe we're time traveling.
I know. And speaking of CanCon.
What?
As we enter the 90s. Classic here. We're going in with Bryan Adams. Everything I do it for you.
For you.
Look into my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul, and when you find me there, you'll search no more. Don't tell. It's not worth trying for. You can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true. Everything I do it for you. Fighting for, I can't help You know it's true, everything I do. Oh, I do it for you. And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do. Never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh no, no way. And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all, and these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire, and some nights you're caught in ice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. Will again, and maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me, no one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are calling, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. Oh, for silence, and some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely, that's all I'm qualified to be. That's just one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the
me right out of this godforsaken. screwing around.
I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
Anything for love,
but I won't do that.
I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. By Meatloaf.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I love that song.
Yeah, me too. I love Meatloaf, as Skylar knows. So, but yeah, Skylar was talking about the length.
I thought you were vegan.
Yeah, that.
No.
What can you do?
Abby.
Skylar was talking about the length of the Bryan Adams song, and yeah. I couldn't help but think, hey, I did play I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That single edit we didn't put on. Do you know how long the song is?
No.
It's, I think, 13 minutes or over
yeah.
for the non-single edit yeah. version. So, and yeah, that Bryan Adams song, it's actually like from the classic album version from 2022, but still over 6 minutes. I like the comparison too of the everything I do it for you. And then I do anything for love, but I won't do that. We've got a little bit of a theme going on in this rock ballads.
It was and good.
When I was like reading about it too, it said like some of the characteristics of a rock ballad are like slower storytelling about love and tempo and
uh-huh.
and tempo, not about tempo, slower tempo.
Yeah.
And I feel like we saw that with those too.
100%. I think that Meatloaf is such an interesting artist. I love Meatloaf. But I think he's so interesting because like you get that type of person, and I'm not mm-hmm. trying to like put people into a bubble, but you get that like type of person that's like conservative older man, and they're like, oh, I hate like anything like show tunes and mm-hmm. I hate like musical movies, what's with this Wicked, and then he'll like listen to Meatloaf
yeah and its whole concept album and the theatricality of it.
Yeah, I think it's, but I think that Meatloaf is so fun because mm-hmm. of his theatricality. And so I do actually listen to Meatloaf. There was this one person that I knew who was like showing me like, you know, like the modern day sort of like theater kid pop is what I like to call it, which is basically just like modern day Meatloaf where like people have like, you know, concept EPs and stuff. And it's basically written like a musical. Do you know sort of what I'm talking about?
Not really, but...
Okay, anyways, I'll introduce you to them later. But they were showing me some of those songs and they were like, okay, so this one's about this. And I'm like, this is just modern day Meatloaf. And they looked me in the eye and went, who's Meatloaf?
Oh, there you go.
And I was like, how do you listen to like musical-esque storytelling, like rock operas sort of thing, or like not even rock, but like pop-ish songs that are like basically a musical and not know who Meatloaf is.
I think because of where it's hidden. I mean, you didn't know like necessarily a lot about him, did you? But it's,
I didn't know
hidden
a lot about
in this,
him.
Like the first album is from the 70s.
Yeah.
So I think that's why if you don't yeah. listen to anything older and you don't necessarily have a parent or someone who was playing
that
it,
is true.
You wouldn't just find it, right? It's not on TikTok.
So Meatloaf is not on TikTok. Before TikTok dies in the States, I want to see Meatloaf trending. Or we'll download the new, like the, you know how they banned TikTok because it was like Chinese and everyone's using like the more Chinese app.
Oh,
what is it called? Red Note?
I have no idea.
Yeah. People are downloading like an actual like Chinese social media now instead of TikTok because TikTok's dying. I want Meatloaf to trend on Red Note.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first, folks. If it starts trending.
Trending, that's good.
I'm just waiting for the where we're going now. So
it's
another CanCon. We're still in the 90s. Speaking of people coming back and maybe trending.
Oh, God.
Here we go with.
We had to play it. Nickelback.
How You Remind Me.
This is how you remind me. This is how. Remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. And this time I'm mistaken for letting you a heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down. Been to the bottom of every bottle. These five words in my head.
as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain. No footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's that day. Is anybody here? I know. 'Cause nothing's going right, and everything's a mess, and no one likes to be alone. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's a damn cold night, trying to figure.
You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Absolute classic.
I know. Two CanCon there.
Yeah. to CanCon. I always used to say to people, I lived in Napanee briefly in my first year, not like in central Napanee, but I had been to Napanee before. And I used to say to people, I was like, go to Napanee and you'll sort of understand where girl's coming from, because like her music just sounds like that place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it was not like intentional, but it's cool to go to a place where an artist grew up and be like, yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about that before, where you can go to a certain place, especially with folk music, I feel like.
Yeah,
and you can say, oh, this sounds like this area, or this sounds like this area. But yeah, so we had some 90s, early 2000s CanCon sort of takes on the rock ballad, or considerations for the for ballads, for sure, power ballads, but from rock artists. Obviously later than the 80s. And then now we're going to play a more modern example from one of our favorite bands that we consider this to be something that could be added to the list of
this
rock ballads.
This is my favorite song on the playlist. I love this song so much. So I'm wearing my Wilderness shirt right now.
There we go. Big
fans. I
love
this song so much. You the Wilderness, You the Ocean, The Wilderness.
I heard these days it's looking hard for you, and you know I'm afraid of climate change. I used to call you mine like blackout butter sand. Now you're just crude to me these days. Yeah, there's a fire burning down in the city, darling, just like the engine started yesterday. And all I want is for you to crawl past these coastlines and watch this coal burning hard away. Soon you'll be just above my shoulders. I want you deep down in my thirsty lungs. I think I'll settle down in a house in the beaches, so you can swallow me when it floods. You, the ocean.
Thank you.
but now it's so clear to me. Look to no one else but me. But me.
Tremonte there with It's So Over.
It's so over, or it's not over.
It's not over. What is going on tonight? You, the wilderness, and then now it's so over. It's not over.
The song was You, the Ocean by The Wilderness. This is It's Not Over by Tremonte. I don't know. We were messed up tonight, but I hope you enjoyed the rock ballads.
Yeah, well, that song was actually it's a brand new song. That was the song that came on that made me think of doing this show. So
you
consider that a rock ballad, maybe you don't, but I just thought, hey, this like sustained long notes with some guitar in the back reminds me of 80s rock ballads. Maybe we could discuss that a bit on the radio.
I think it's a very modern rock ballad.
Yeah, well, it came out like 5 days ago.
Yeah, I think that if we're going through the years, you were correct in like being like, this is what a rock ballad is now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we had the Nickelback, we had the Avril Lavigne, we had Yeah, and so now there's more that you can maybe think of when you're listening and say, hey, would that be considered a rock ballad or not?
Yeah. I think You the Ocean is like,
yeah, because that was actually Skylar's recommendations.
We threw that on. I had one song for this playlist, and it was The Wilderness.
There we go. Hey, we love having The Wilderness here. All right. Well, thank you. And we're going to finish off tonight with a cover of Whole Lotta Love, also brand new, by Children of the Sun.
Farfield is your Monday night show for ambient modern classical music. Studying, at work, or just want to chill, tune into the Farfield Monday nights for stuff that's new, interesting, and relaxing. Mondays at 9 on CFRC 101.9.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.